The executive director of the Illinois Landscape Contractors Association, Scott Grahams, joins us this morning. Mr. Grahams, morning, sir. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. You know, this rain, this good weather, weekend coming up, unofficial beginning of summer, you know, if somebody hasn't started lawn care by now, chances are they've got a lot of grass out there, 59 right now, and it looks like, you know, great summer for week for grass to grow out of the ground. What's interesting is the grand bargain. There are a lot of taxes. I talked about recently about home repair and remodeling, and at the time I was unaware that lawn care was included in this grand bargain as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, every landscape service you can think of, landscape installation, landscape maintenance, lawn care, tree care, and snow removal. This would actually be the widest tax on landscape services in the country.
And a proposed 6.25. Now, I find 6.25 for... let me give you an idea of the depth and breadth of this when it comes to lawn care. It's mowing, watering, aerating lawns, weeding, mulching, raking leaves, tree and shrub trimming and removal, planting of trees, shrubs, flowering, and non-flowering plants and sod, spraying, fertilizing, and applying chemicals, lawn and garden installation, construction, remodeling, or repairing of irrigation, patios, walkways, fences, trellises, and retaining walls, grading, and snow plowing and removal. I think we got it all there, Scott.
That is poetry, yes. I think maintaining a house plant is the only thing that's not going to be taxed.
Yeah, if you're a bonsai, it's only three. It's half the tax because it's a small tree. So there you go. Now, just making this up, in the attempt of being facetious at a time that, quite frankly, a 6.25% tax, man, I see a lot of ways that this is, for instance, somebody who's elderly, who would very much like to mow their lawn, but maybe physically incapable of doing it anymore. They need a lawn service. I mean, when you look at this, the state of Illinois, they've got a lot of facilities where they pay people to do snow removal. This tax, 6.25, tell me about how this would affect people in the landscaping business.
Well, absolutely. You see, you know, landscape companies, it's been very difficult. It's a very competitive industry. So most grow by actually only about 1%. And obviously the recession hit landscape companies very, very hard. Now, this, of course, will be a pass-through on the consumer. And I'd say it's more than just even the elderly. You know, you see more and more families now with both parents working. More and more of them are relying on landscape maintenance companies to still service the landscape, keep the grass cut, especially if they have small kids. Not to mention if any of your listeners either are small business owners in commercial properties or just work in commercial properties. Commercial properties, along with the maintenance and repair tax, which will also be on there for 6.25%, the landscape and the snow would hit them as well. And those are just going to be pass-throughs, of course, to the commercial properties and then, of course, pass-throughs back onto the tenants. So this is going to hit, I think, Illinois citizens in a number of different ways that they don't even anticipate. They may not even be using the service themselves, but they might be renting an office at a place that uses a significant amount of landscape and snow services.
All right, we're talking about a tax that they're estimated $7 billion in revenue.
It's honestly that's kind of divided. I mean, I think landscape companies, like anybody else, we want to see Illinois be put in a different position, but it's hard not to feel a little bit singled out by this. And I think, you know, we've heard from a number of legislators that they've said, this is just something that you just pass on to the client. I'd say that's true in a lot of other fields. With landscaping, we estimate about 30 to 35% of landscape companies out there are operating illegally. That means they're either not paying payroll taxes, they're cash based businesses, or they're not paying workers' compensation insurance. And so consumers do have a choice, and they can go hire a company that is basically, if they're not paying payroll taxes, it's very doubtful they're going to pay a 6.25% sales service tax. And so when they're able to cut that corner, it just creates a wider competitive disadvantage to businesses that are trying to do this right.
Yeah, well, we're talking about, it's interesting when you think about this, the way you described it here, right? The taxpayer, the person who go out and works 40, 60 hours a week, right? They already have a proposed 32% personal income tax increase, and now they're getting another 6.25% increase on anything they may be able to do to improve their property because they're working all the time to pay their taxes. And what's interesting here in Southern Illinois, and I've seen this over the years, it is an opportunity for people to start their own business. I can't tell you how many times I see over the course of the day the one truck with the two guys with a trailer in the back with $2,000-$3,000 mowers and a rack of weed eaters on the back. This is a business, a cottage business, where people can get a start.
Absolutely. In fact, we've seen in the last 5 years an explosion in the number of companies being owned by veterans who have come back and said, you know what, I'd like to put my skills to work, and have actually started landscape companies because there are very low barriers to entry. And it's a great line of work. I mean, we've got there's about 5,000 landscape companies within the state of Illinois. It's to come in and then immediately be faced with a tax that, you know, and also these are very small businesses as well. Most landscape companies have less than 5 full-time employees, and then, of course, they grow a little bit during the season when they bring on seasonal workers. But now you have to have someone who's going to be basically your office manager who's handling these monthly reports on gross revenue and 6.25%, and, you know, that's typically just not something that even really any businesses within the state of Illinois, we do not have a service tax-based economy. We have a sales tax-based economy and a property tax-based economy, but this would really be the sort of opening up the Pandora's box of beginning to tax services in Illinois. In Iowa, if you just go across the river there, they tax about 85 different services, but they are definitely an outlier within the Midwest. Very few other Midwestern states tax services.
All right. Now, sometimes when you write legislation, it's kind of vague, and some people interpret it, and then they go, oh, my goodness. Now, when it comes to this reference to this 6.25% service tax and the lawn care, what specifically in the bill points out landscapers and mowing and watering and mulching and raking leaves? What verbiage specifically points this industry out that you have to pay a tax now?
Well, you read the section. Basically, what they did was it's buried in a 400-page bill. But instead of just saying sales tax, now they've added or taxable services. And Illinois taxes a very small amount of services. Most of them are not directly paid by the consumer. They're paid more by utility companies and things like that. This would be the first direct. So if you go and get your car repaired or you go and get your lawn cut, on your invoice, it's going to say an additional 6.25%. That's, of course, going to go to the state, and that's going to be an immediate pass-through. So, there's an entire paragraph on all the different landscape services that are going to be taxed, along with, I think, 9 other categories of services that are going to be taxed in Illinois. From body piercing to cable television to maintenance and repair to dry cleaning to storage units. And, again, we're kind of the first few spirits that would be flying out of that Pandora's box.
What happens, you know, when I was a kid, I mowed some yards for money. What happens to that?
You know, it's kind of unfortunate. I did the same thing. That's how I got my start. And you don't see the neighborhood lawn kid anymore. And, you know, people say, well, why is that? Are kids just lazy these days? And it's like, well, no, because there's so many companies with 3-man crews that will do this illegally. And they will pay to just do a cash-based business. So a neighborhood kid can't even compete with a 3-man crew that isn't paying workers' comp. And so that's just going to create a greater divide between companies trying to do it right and companies who aren't trying to do it right by adding this additional tax. And it's not something that an industry that is nothing but small businesses needs right now, and definitely not the clients that those small businesses service.
Scott Grahams, Executive Director of the Illinois Landscape Contractors Association.